Madagascar is emerging from a difficult period from 2009 to 2013. There was a protracted political crisis and international isolation, and the economy suffered during that period. Starting in 2014, the government, newly elected government, tried to turn the economy around, but it was recovering very slowly, and they'd been working with the IMF to have a program to help with that recovery.
What was the economy all about before it started to slide?
Madagascar is primarily agricultural. It's a poor country. A lot of the population survives through subsistence agriculture. There's a number of exports in spices, vanilla. There's also some light manufacturing on the coast and increasingly mining, nickel, cobalt mines that have been most of the growth recently.
And so what does this new plan entail, and will they be able to implement changes within the plan without getting deeper into debt?
So the government's program tries to promote growth while maintaining stability, and a lot of that will depend on external financing for a new investment. There's a huge infrastructure gap. There's also a gap in terms of education and health, which lead to a productive workforce. So with increased external financing, the authorities plan on more than tripling investment spending, for example. And your question had a very good point about whether this can be done while maintaining sustainable debt. Our projections show that that is possible. Debt will increase with this borrowing, but the borrowing will be on good terms, concessional terms, much cheaper than market rates. And at the same time, with good policies, the ability of Madagascar to pay its debt will increase. So when we look at indicators of the sustainability of the debt, they're pretty much stable over this program, despite an increase, significant increase in investment spending.
And there is a certain amount of money attached to this new program, right? The new IMF program?
Yes. The IMF program is $305 million over about 3 years. It goes to the central bank for balance of payments support, but the central bank will on-lend a small portion of that to the government to help finance this investment. So that is a large part of their financing needs. Then the rest would come from other official sources, bilateral partners like France and Japan, or other multilateral partners like the World Bank.
As is the case in a lot of developing countries, a lot of employment opportunities in Madagascar are in the informal sector. What would it take to sort of make the informal sector contribute more to the national budget?
Well, this is one of the primary objectives of the program. As you pointed out, a lot of the population lives in subsistence agriculture, other informal sectors, informal jobs, and there's fairly low collection of revenues. And this has been a major emphasis of the development partnership recently, to increase the mobilization of resources domestically to invest in infrastructure and invest in people. So there's a lot of specific measures in the program to increase revenue collection and to bring people in the informal sector into the tax system, and then the government can provide infrastructure in return. In Madagascar, there's a particular problem with the protracted political problems. Even some larger companies and less poor people have not been paying taxes. They're technically in the informal sector, but they're not the street vendors that we think of typically as informal. So that's one of the main efforts in the program, is to bring these people in, to tax them at a reasonable rate, and then make sure that they get something in return for it, and build the government contribution to the economy in that way.
And what do you see Madagascar's economy being like in, let's say, 5 years from now? Are you confident that things are going to get back on track?
I am. There's always risks. Madagascar's recent history has been one of periods of progress followed by some political instability, which sets back the development progress, and then we start over again. But speaking as an economist, there's a lot of potential there. We feel the policies in place will realize that potential, and we're confident that growth can accelerate. They can start addressing some of these profound social problems. In the end, sustained progress will depend on continued stability, both economic and political. But it certainly is quite possible, and we think the policies in place can lead to that.